Okay, last week we looked at the beginning of Joshua, and we were talking about strong and courageous, and being sure to always be strong and courageous. And God told this to Joshua, that's all I want from you, be strong and courageous, and go in and take the land. Well, guess what? It worked. So now they had taken the land, they have divided it amongst the tribes, they're all ready to go. And we come to the 14th chapter. The Israelites received these portions that Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the families of the Israelite tribes gave them in the land of Canaan. Their inheritance was by lot, as the Lord commanded through Moses, for the 9.5 tribes, because Moses had given the inheritance to the 2.5 tribes beyond the Jordan. But he gave no inheritance amongst them to the Levites. The descendants of the Levites... No to the Levites except the cities to live in, along with pasture lands for their cattle and livestock. So the Israelites did as the Lord commanded Moses, and they divided the land. The descendants of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal. Honey, and Caleb, what?
That's okay. It's okay, you did it right, I'm sorry.
Okay. Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord promised Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the Lord's servant, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to scout the land, and I brought back an honest report. My brothers who went with me caused the people's hearts to melt with fear, but I remained loyal to the Lord my God. On that day, Moses promised me, 'The land where you have set foot will be an inheritance for you and your descendants forever, because you have remained loyal to the Lord my God. As you see, the Lord has kept me alive these 45 years as he promised, since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel was journeying in the wilderness. Here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me out. My strength for battle and for daily tasks is now as it was then.'" Well, I'm 12 years younger, and I'm not like that. Okay. "Now give me this hill country the Lord promised me on that day, because you heard that the Anakim are there, as well as large fortified cities. Perhaps the Lord will be with me, and I will drive them out as the Lord promised." Then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as an inheritance. Therefore, Hebron belongs to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, as an inheritance to this day, because he remained loyal to the Lord, the God of Israel. Hebron's name used to be Kiriath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. After this, the land had rest from war. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Help us as we try to understand it, and help us to take from it what you want us to have. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the background of this is pretty simple. Moses led them out of Egypt. Then they came to Canaan, and they were afraid to go in. All but two of the spies said, "Don't go in." So the people were afraid. So he sent them out into the desert. They wandered about for 40 years. And the reason he wandered out 40 years was he wanted everybody who wouldn't go in, who should have, to die. And the only ones left now are the young people who the 10 spies had said were going to be slaves for the people in Canaan. And he said, "You're not slaves. Here you are. Let's go get it." So they're going to try it again, only they're going to do it right this time. So they went in, as we saw. They were strong and courageous, and they wiped out the Canaanites. They didn't get them all, though. And they said those that they didn't get were like thorns in her eyes and all this. So, but they did. They tried their best. And they now own the land. Now, the land is divided, but it's not conquered. What happened was they divided it out and they told the tribes, go get your land. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them, they, you know, got into deals with each other. I'll go help you get your land, and you come help me get my land, and we'll get our land. And eventually, they did. They have now taken all the land. And so, the heads of tribes have come to Joshua. And Caleb says he wants Hebron. Now, he specifically makes note, we didn't go in because the people were afraid of these giants. Well, guess what? Hebron, Kiriath Arba, is where the giants are. And that's what I want, because I'm going to show you what God could have done 40 years ago. I'm about to go and kick a dragon's, or kick a giant's butt. Okay? And so he goes and he does that. Moses said that Joshua and Caleb got to pick whatever they want. Just say, this is what I want, and you get it. Because you were the honest people. Yeah. Joshua took over, and he was the leader of the Israelite people. Caleb was his second in command, and he was given the pick of land wherever he wants. Well, okay, this is the area for Judah, and I'm going to take this part of what's in Judah. That's where the giants are. Good. I'm going to go kill some giants. He's now 85.
And just as strong as he was when he was 40.
And he's just as far as strong as he was when he's 40. He wants the part that scared the daylights out of the original spies. He's just decided, I want to show everybody we could have done this 40 years ago, dummies. Right? Now, there are certain problems with Hebron. It's where the giants are. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. It's on a hill, so you're going to be fighting going uphill, and they're above you, and that's a severe it's fortified. So we're going uphill to a fortified city filled with giants. Can this get any worse?
Sure it can. I don't know, but possibly.
So why was Caleb able to take it? And he just did. The Lord was with him.
Yep.
The Lord said, if you go in my power, you will win. Period. Yep. That's what we were talking about earlier. That's why the people of Israel right now never lose a war. Mm-hmm. Because they are going in the power of God. They have learned their lesson. You know, where the Muslims say, oh, it's the will of Allah. And the Israelites say, Allah, my tail. We are going to beat you in the power of the real God.
One true God.
Okay. The Lord already gave it to him. He said, you pick it, you get it. That's it. He already gave it to him. In Numbers, when they were talking about this and should they go, both Joshua and Caleb said, let's go up right away. These people will be bread for us. We will feed on them. We'll wipe them slick. We'll take everything they got. Not a problem. Nobody would listen. Now you've got these kids who've been in the wilderness for 40 years, and they're going, oh, wow, civilization. And God's given it to us. Well, I'm going to go take it. And they did. He wants to prove the Lord was right. He wants to prove that they wasted 40 years doing this, that they could have taken it 40 years ago.
No, they had to wait for some of them to die off.
Because they wouldn't believe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But if they had just gone 40 years earlier,
they could have gone in.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what does this mean to us? Well, we have giants.
Yep.
Some people have addiction. That's a giant.
Yep.
We're afraid of it. We can't beat it. Finances. Boy, Pat and I have had some finance problems in our day. And I started listening to the Lord. And the Lord said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And then I retired. I went into being a pastor. And the Lord's taking care of my finances. Fear. There are things we're just afraid of. And we're saying, no, I'm not going there. I'm afraid of it. And low faith. We just don't believe the Lord can do things. But He can. If we will just trust Him. God, so often in the Bible, says, here it is, go and take it. You see, God will give you something, but you don't have it because you don't take it. Jesus said that. You don't have because you won't take. You won't believe God has given it to you. Well, He did. We see them as huge. They're uphill. They're fortified. We think, oh, we can't beat that. We need to follow the Lord in fighting them. We need to use the Lord's power to beat things.
Yes.
Katisha has talked before about having beaten things that had her in its power. And she beat it. But she always says it was because of the Lord. Okay? If we believe in the Lord and if we use the power of the Lord, we win. God never loses. We've seen this with the... And I believe that that's why we have Israel sitting there right now. Is so that we see this and we say, God never loses. Boy, there's this tiny little country and all the Arabs are going to come. They're going to descend on it like a herd of turtles. They're going to wipe it slick. And as we used to say when I was in high school, the fastest thing in the world is an Egyptian tank in reverse. Because they got their butts kicked. They're bred for us because He already gave them into our hands. When David fought Goliath, one of the few giants that managed to get away from Caleb, he said to him, I'm coming to you in the power of the Lord God, who has delivered you into my hand, and I'm going to kill you and take your head. That's the way we need to look at our giants. I can't beat you. God can. And I'm coming in the power of God, and I'm going to defeat you, and I'm going to take your head. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that we've been here tonight. Help us always to remember that as much as You love us and as good and sweet as You are to Your people, You will not put up with people messing with Your people. And if we go in Your power, we always win. We just have to remember to check and see if You want us to go. And then do it in Your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here, guys.